Avid Audiobooks presents The Silent Corner, a novel of suspense by Dean Koontz, narrated by Elizabeth Rogers.
The Silent Corner. Those who are truly off the grid and cannot be tracked by any technology, yet are able to move about freely and use the internet, are said to be in the Silent Corner. Part 1. Rock Me. Chapter 1. Jane Hawke woke in the cool dark, and for a moment could not remember where she had gone to sleep, only that, as always, she was in a queen or king-size bed, and that her pistol lay under the pillow on which the head of a companion would have rested had she not been traveling alone. Diesel growl and friction drone of 18 tires on asphalt reminded her that she was in a motel near the interstate, and it was Monday. With a soft green numerical glow, the bedside clock reported the bad but not uncommon news that it was 4:15 in the morning, too early for her to have gotten 8 hours of sack time, too late to imagine that she might fall back to sleep. She lay for a while, thinking about what had been lost. She had promised herself to stop dwelling on the bitter past. She spent less time on it now than before, which would have counted as progress if recently she hadn't turned to thoughts of what was yet to be lost. She took a change of clothes and the pistol into the bathroom. She shut the door and braced it with a straight-backed chair that she had moved from the bedroom upon checking in the previous night. Such was the maid service that in the corner above the sink, the radials and spirals of a spider's architecture extended across an area larger than her hand. When she had gone to bed at 11 o'clock, the only provision hanging in the web had been a struggling moth. During the night, the moth had become but the husk of a moth, the hollow body translucent, the wings shorn of their velvet dust, brittle and fractured. The plump spider now watched over a pair of captured silverfish, leaner fare, though another morsel would soon find its way into the gossamer abattoir. Outside, the light from a security lamp gilded the frosted glass in the small crank-out bathroom window, which was not large enough to allow even a child to gain entrance. Its dimensions would also preclude her from escaping.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?